The United States men's basketball team will not be playing for a gold medal at the Olympic Games in Athens. The Americans were thoroughly outplayed by Argentina in a semifinal game today, and that makes this the first U.S. team composed of NBA stars, professional players, that has failed to win an Olympic gold medal. We're joined now by NPR's Tom Goldman. And Tom, without editorializing now, tell us about the game.
89-81, the Argentinians beat the U.S. The big picture, as you mentioned in the intro, it basically reordered the hierarchy of world basketball. Mm-hmm. The game itself, as you also said, Argentina just dominated every facet, offense, defense. An interesting part, too, is that they really toyed with this team. A defining moment came late in the first half. Argentina was on a fast break. The guy leading the fast break with the ball executed a perfect behind-the-back pass to a player to his right. That player caught the ball one-handed, laid it up, and the crowd went crazy. And right after that, Richard Jefferson of the U.S. brought the ball down and was hit hard by an Argentinian. He went skittering to the floor. The twin message, the message of those two moments was basically, we own you guys.
Yeah, but the vital subtext, Tom, here is that, as you say, the guy for Argentina went down the court and threw over to the man, except for Manu Ginobili. We've never heard of these players. And the Americans you're talking about, Jefferson, Iverson, Tim Duncan, are really quite good. What is it about this American team that's not as good as its predecessors?
This team was patched together at the last minute, and a lot of the top-tier NBA stars, Shaquille O'Neal, Kevin Garnett, Jason Kidd, Kobe Bryant, for legal reasons, missed this Olympics. Whether that would have made a difference, no one knows. But this team was a bunch of NBA stars that came together late because of the last minute, as I said, people not playing on the team. And they just never gelled. They struggled throughout this tournament. They had a strong game in the quarterfinals against Spain, but they just never could shoot the ball consistently, play consistent defense. And after the game, Coach Larry Brown addressed that, and he said, you know, the message of this game is we can't do this idly. We cannot put these teams together idly. We have to take it serious now that we are no longer kings of at least international basketball.
We're not numero uno anymore.
That's right.
Argentina gets to play whom in the final game?
Well, that's another shocker. They should have been playing Lithuania by what everyone thought, but they are playing Italy, which stunned Lithuania. I don't know if in the USA if that's as big an upset as the so-called dream team going down, but it's a really big defeat. Lithuania looked like they were cruising toward the gold medal, but Italy somehow came up with that one.
Okay, some other matters. A rough night for Marion Jones at the Olympic Stadium. No medals for her this time.
Rough year for her, and definitely a rough night. Very appropriate, really. She's been dogged by doping allegations, which haven't been proved. There are no charges against her. But tonight she came in with a chance of winning two medals. She didn't do either. She finished fifth in the long jump and then had a disastrous handoff in the 4x100-meter relay. Her teammate, Lauren Williams, took off too soon. They made the handoff finally outside the so-called handoff zone. They were disqualified. They were supposed to be a sure gold medal.
And in another matter, can you explain to us what's going on in this controversy over American gymnast Paul Hamm?
I'll try. About 10 days ago, it all started when there was a judging dispute. South Koreans said that Paul Hamm shouldn't have won the gold medal, a South Korean should have in the all-around. Today, the International Gymnastics Federation sent a letter to Hamm saying, we'd like you to turn the medal back over. Paul Hamm says that's ridiculous. He's not going to do it.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Robert.
NPR's Tom Goldman speaking to us from the Olympic Games in Athens.